So I'd love to hear how all the things you are went. And before we do that, we're going to share some stuff about Green Dolphin Street that came up. One was about making the transition between the Latin feel and the swing feel. And because it was uncomfortable for most of us, it was tending to drag. So I busted out the metronome, and we actually, you know, took turns. So remember I said a while ago that the most valuable clinic I ever went to was where the guy stopped everything and said, hold up, if you can't swing on your own, you're not going to be able to swing with each other. And we had to take entire choruses, all 32 bars, with no one else playing. Very nerve-wracking. No metronome, no nothing, no chords. But it was a great exercise. So what we did was, we worked on the transitions. Feel, and you can hear the feels change quite a bit, but the metronome doesn't change. The metronome's still on 3 and 4. Great exercise. So that's a good exercise in and of itself. Then we traded eights where only one person is playing, and you have to pay attention to where you are in the form because it's going to be your turn at some point. And you have to, everyone had to solo unaccompanied for 8 whole bars. And then one person, obviously, if we would do like the bossa feel, and then the next person would have to initiate the swing feel on their own. They can't rely on a drummer. And then we did fours. So not only does it solidify the feels and the tempo thing, but it also, it's like a macroscopic concentration thing too, like where are we in the form? So that's not easy. And to practice like that is a hugely valuable thing that I didn't really stress that time when we were talking about. Because the guy never said, you know, how do you swing on your own? Like he didn't really say how to. He just said you have to be able to. And so you discover these things after the fact, and that's one of them I'm sharing with you right now. Any other people want to share anything about the Green Dolphin Street before we hear from all the things you are people? And the last 4 bars of the melody is tough, and we actually worked on that for a while, so you're not the only one. So that's just something you isolate, and you would play it over and over. And not only that, but we analyzed it in 2 different ways. One is as it relates to the key, which one of us preferred. Like, in other words, here's your scale. So this would be 5, 2, 3, 4, 5, flat 6, 3, like that, all to the key. And I prefer it to the chord. So this is over a D minor chord, so suddenly now that G is a 4. So I hear it as 4, 1, 2, and then I hear B half diminished, so that's a flat 5, and then 3, 1 to the E7, and then 4, 3 to the A minor, like that. You know, flat 5, flat 7, 3, flat 9, or 3, root, 4, 3, or 4, 7. It's called pitch function, where the same note acts as different, it has a different function over different chords. So whatever is easier for you, whether it's memorizing the numbers for that key or the chord changes. And then, you know, so and you will really demonstrate mastery if you can play it in a different key. So I'm not sure if I can, but someone just call out a different key real quick. Besides C. F. All right, so F. I might embarrass myself on this, but just that bit right there, it's the two chord is G minor, so it would be like. In this case, I got it right. I have worked on transposing that song, but not, you know, it makes me feel real confident when the singer calls it in a different key or whatever. It's just, And that's also another thing, like transposing is a lot of work in the beginning. And it's the same thing with memorizing tunes. You do one or two, and by the fifth one, it's easier, and by the tenth one, and by the 20th one, it's way easier. You just get the science of it. It's like anything else. All right, moving on. So you can either take into account the key changes and change the numbers as it relates to that key that's passing, or you can just do the numbers as they relate to whatever chord you're on. That's what we were trying to demonstrate. So...
if the melody is the third of the chord...
Right, correct. And there's no right or wrong. There's advantages and disadvantages to both ways of thinking, but...